Hello, my dear curious friend. Welcome to yet another episode of the Curious Pavel Podcast Sessions, a travel podcast that you are loving. Today, I have invited a very popular travel content creator. His name is Kasim. He has almost a million subscribers on YouTube, and I'm very excited to hear from him about his home country, Jordan. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. How are you doing today?
Hello, Pavel. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. It's still morning here in Mexico, so I'm still waking up.
Okay.
And other than that, all is amazing.
Well, in that case, good morning to you. Thank you for joining once again. You are such an interesting person. So we connected on Instagram. And again, like with most of my guests, I don't know much about you. So before we talk about Jordan, I would like to know more about you. And this is a really interesting episode because for the first time, I'm trying to go on Clubhouse as well. So we're live at the same time on Clubhouse. So you, my friend Kasim, you are born in Egypt. You're right now in Mexico, and we're going to be talking about Jordan. Why don't you tell us what the hell is going on here?
Who's born in Egypt?
I thought you were from Egypt.
Man, I'm from Jordan.
Oh, yeah. You were singing an Egyptian song before that. Oh, that's why I got confused. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
So my name is Kasim. It's an Arabic name, so you can't pronounce it. So you can just say Kasim. And
Kasim.
I'm from Jordan. I'm a Palestinian Jordanian guy. And I love traveling. I just travel and I made it a career. So I travel, make videos on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. And this is my full-time job. I travel and teach people how to travel on a budget. I share cultures, food, and other kind of stuff on my channel. Basically, that's what I do.
Well, that is amazing. You are like, as I said in the messages before, that you sound like a perfect fit for the podcast because it's a travel podcast. And before you educate us on Jordan, how this happened with the traveling? How are you making money of it? Can you just briefly explain us that?
I did not hear the question.
Yeah, so again, please. Before we jump into Jordan, can you just tell us how did you go into traveling? And then how is this happening? How are you making money out of this? Can you just quickly explain us?
Okay. For me, traveling was a fun activity I do when I had time. I was a university student and I just loved traveling because, you know, I thought in the beginning it was something that only... rich people do. But then after I started researching and trying to find ways to travel, I found ways to do it on a budget. I started backpacking, and every summer break, winter break, whenever I had a bit of money, I work in summers and I just go and travel. And with time, my friends were asking me, like, how do you do this? Because you're a student and you're not funded by your parents. So how do you do it? So I started sharing a bit of my tips online on my Facebook page, and people were interested. Who's that guy? Come on, I'm filming a podcast.
What's happening?
Do you hear the ring?
No.
Oh, good. That's such a good microphone. It takes only voice from me.
I was like, what the hell happened?
There's someone in the street ringing a bell. happening here?
So people were interested in tips on
Facebook. I started sharing my tips online and I was just doing it for fun and my spare time. But then after a few years of doing this, I was about to graduate university and I had to take a decision whether like to go and work and keep it as a hobby or try to make it my full-time job. And I decided to just take the risk and put all in traveling and content creation. And I started making videos almost once or twice a week, sometimes more. It was a very long journey. It took me a year to start making money out of it. I was like, working my ass off to to make as many videos as possible, to develop my videos as much as possible, until I got to a point where I was getting enough views from like my YouTube channel and Facebook to make good money out of it. And now it's a full-time job.
Excellent. I am so happy for you. Just patience and hard work. It just shows how far you can go. Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks so much for that introduction. Let's go into Jordan. I'm just going to quickly share my screen and just going to let everybody know that Jordan is in the Middle East. And the only thing I know is that it's bordering with the Dead Sea. The main thing I know is that the Dead Sea is disappearing. And that's kind of the thing I know about Jordan. I know many people, it's a touristy thing to go to the Dead Sea, isn't it?
It is very touristy. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't sink there. People enjoying the salty stuff, the salty sea.
It's super touristy. Everyone who goes to Jordan goes to the Dead Sea, and you have many hotels, many beaches. It's quite touristy.
All right. So I think that's a perfect timing, because it's difficult to travel at that time. Why don't you tell us first, as a whole, what is Jordan about?
Okay. Jordan is a country in the Middle East, which is inhabited by about 10 million people. We are a kingdom. So we have a king.
Okay.
We have a queen. And they're pretty famous. Like our king is known to be, you know, a military man, badass. You know, this kind of, I think this is like, he's known worldwide as the tough man. He's well known and loved.
Is this kind of a dictatorship or?
No, it's a kingdom like Britain.
So the king actually doesn't have, you know, a lot, like here in the queen, we have a queen, but the most of the power is by.
No, they have power. They have power, but they don't use it much. Okay. They assign a prime minister, and the prime minister does all the stuff, and we have a parliament which is chosen by the people.
Yeah,
but it's a big thing. I'm not gonna say like it's a super democratic country, because we do have corruption sometimes. Not everyone is happy with the situation. We are somehow a poor country. But a very expensive poor country.
Is it? Okay, let's talk about prices since you opened the subject.
Yeah. But and our queen is known as a fashion model. Like she's known for, like she's not a model, but she goes to like the Met Gala wearing the most beautiful dresses, and people know her for her fashion worldwide.
Okay. So let's talk about briefly about prices, as you mentioned that. If we go to a place, you know, how much we need to be prepared to spend for a week, let's say, in Jordan, and restaurants.
Well, it depends what you want to do and what's your budget. Jordan is there to accommodate all budgets. So it's an expensive country if you want to do it like the normal way, you know. If you just want to be a normal tourist, like going to hotels and eating in the touristic restaurants, going to the touristy places, going with tour companies, it's going to be expensive. Maybe for a week you'd need like maybe $1,000. I don't know.
Okay.
But
yes,
you can do it on a budget too. Like we have, I'm not going to say a super trustable transportation system. It's not really the best, but you can actually use it as a travel option. So you can go anywhere with a transportation system, but you have to be flexible. So we don't have timetables. We don't have, we have hostels. You can use couch surfing. You have so many people in Jordan who are willing to host you. We have cheap taxis, and we have so many options for people who want to travel on a budget. Like you have to go to the local spots.
I see.
You can eat falafel. Like a falafel sandwich is like 50 cents.
Oh, lovely.
And hostels are like $10.
Okay.
And you can do so many activities, like you can camp. you can hitchhike. It's a, like, you know, it's super calm as a country to travel in. It's like laid back. If you want to do it on a budget, you can do it, but you need a bit more time.
I see. Well, especially if you don't have timetables, I see that you are a laid back country. You know, the bus comes. When does the bus come? It comes when it comes. You know, I see that.
Yeah. You just have to wait. And when you board the bus, you have to wait until it, like, it's full, then it goes. And we do have some buses that run on schedule, but they're a bit more expensive, not too expensive, but they don't go everywhere also. Like, you have a bus going from the capital to the south, Aqaba, the city that's known for the sea. You have a bus going, not one bus, you have like maybe five buses going daily on schedule.
Okay, so
okay,
that's very understandable. So you said taxis are cheap, so either buses or taxis, probably even rent a car, I wouldn't imagine would be very expensive. So if we spend, let's say, a week to 10 days, what area you will send us to?
Where to go in Jordan depends how much time you have. You say you have a week.
Let's say a week to 10 days. Can you send us to a region that we can see stuff on the in the area as well?
So Jordan is a small country.
Mm.
It's quite small. Like, you can go from the north to the south driving in 5 hours. So it's really easy to travel. It's a small country and you can go anywhere. If you rent a car, that's the best way, I would say. If you have the budget for a car, it will be good.
Mm-hmm.
So probably you will start in Amman, the capital, and it's a beautiful place. We have like many nice touristic attractions that you can visit in Amman. We have like, have you been to Rome?
Yes, I have been, yes.
Yeah, so you see there the Roman amphitheater, and in Amman we have a similar one to the Colosseum. It's called the amphitheater. In Rome you have the Colosseum. Here we have the amphitheater in the middle of Amman. Just like from your hostel, if you stay downtown, you just walk for 5 minutes and you're there. It's nice. Amazing. And we have in Amman the Citadel, which is a temple that's built on the mountain. And you can walk from the amphitheater to the Citadel in 15 minutes. It's on the mountain. It's the one on the left between those pictures. That one, yeah. It's on the mountain. This is the temple of Hercules. And we have nice, trendy places. We have the trendy streets where you have the nice cafes, nice bars. You have, it's a cool city to go to. I really like Amman. And you have the good food. We have really good foods. Who's this? Wait.
I don't know. Don't focus on the girl. I just found it is a good picture.
No.
Let me remove it so I see it distracts you.
Yeah, we have many cool places in Amman. But then, like, the most famous places you have to go to.
Yeah.
Firstly, we have Petra, which is one of the seven world wonders, the new ones. It's a really cool place to visit. It's expensive to visit. It's like $70, I think, which is quite expensive to visit one place. But let's go back a little. To enter Jordan, you need a visa. And we have a deal. It's like, I think, $100. You get the visa. It's called the Jordan Pass. You get the visa. You can use it to enter Petra. And you can use it to enter so many touristic attractions in Jordan.
So they're going to ask me for my visa when I go to the attractions?
No. But you can get visa on arrival, I think, for you. But what you can do is before arriving, you can buy something called the Jordan Pass online.
Oh, okay. It's like the London Pass when you go to different destinations.
Yeah, so you get the visa, like the visa fees are included in this pass, and Petra is included. So instead of paying $70 to enter Petra, you pay $100 and you get both, like the visa and the entrance to Petra. And this by itself is enough, I think.
Yeah, these passes are really good passes. They have Barcelona pass, Rome pass, London pass. I'm going to leave the link in the description really for London pass. Yeah, it's a money saver and a time saver because you don't queue.
Yeah.
You just go straight.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you go to Petra, it's beautiful. Like, you have to spend the day in Petra because it's a full city full of ruins, like the one you're seeing now online.
Yeah.
You have the houses that are built inside the mountains. Mm. You have many places. And of course, you have a small town next to it where you can stay in a nice hotel. And there's a capsule hotel there. That's the one I really liked. You can stay in a capsule and like around you, it's made of glass, so you can see the city from the room, from the capsule.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool.
So hold on. Okay, to Petra. So how do you go to Petra? Because if I rent a car, you know, it seems like I need to stop at some point and then just walk. Is that the case?
If you rent a car, yeah, there's a parking place for this Petra, like... Yeah, for Petra, uh-huh. You can go and park, and you enter, you take the ticket, and you enter. You have to walk like almost 1 kilometer.
Okay.
It's between two mountains. It's called the Siq. It's like a passage between two mountains, and you walk 20 minutes. Then you have this majestic, beautiful treasury in front of you. The known Petra, you know, it's called the treasury. When you this one you're seeing online, it's called the treasury. So you have to walk 20 minutes in a passageway between two mountains. Beautiful passageway, like it's so beautiful. You will enjoy every second of it. Then at the end of it, it's like, you know, when you finish the passageway, Petra comes out of nowhere. Like, you're walking just the passageway, and out of a sudden, you see this beautiful place just showing itself between the mountains. It's just so beautiful. Yes, you see.
Okay, and then
it's so beautiful.
Can you tell me about this building that is in the rocks? Like, what it is, how it came out together? Like, do you know something about this?
There are different stories. Oh. One of them, the main one, it used to be a treasury. They used to put their gold and money in that building.
Okay.
And some people say it's a like when people die, what do you call the thing they make for people who die?
Like a tomb?
Like a tomb. It's like tombs for people who died there. It was built by the Nabataeans.
Okay.
Very long ago, and they left the city, I don't know why. And they left it like that. And then some people found it in, I'm not sure which century. Not so good with history.
Internet to attraction.
Internet. But from Petra, you can go to one amazing place.
Yeah, which
so either you want to spend the night in Petra, or you can go spend the day, then spend the night in Wadi Rum.
In Wadi Rum?
Wadi Rum. It's one of the most beautiful deserts you will ever go to.
Okay,
it's like one desert. You go there and you feel like you're in Mars. Wadi Rum. No. It's Wadi.
Wadi.
You write Wadi, then Rum. Like Wadi space Rum.
Okay. Got it. So it's a beautiful desert in the area. So I can just go to Petra, then take my car, and then travel to this place, which is how far from Petra?
It's like 30 minutes.
Ah, lovely.
You have a place there, like you have a parking spot at the beginning of the desert, which is like the Bedouin town. And you book a night in one of the camps inside the desert.
Okay. No. I'm listening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You book one of the camps inside the desert. Beautiful camps where they are situated between the Rocky Mountains and the desert, and It's a beautiful stay. You don't have connection inside the desert, but you connect with people, you connect with Bedouins, you have the Bedouin food. It's an amazing place to be, and it's cheap to stay in the desert. Like they take you from the village, Wadi Rum village, mm-hmm. with their 4x4s, and they take you to their camps. And it's like you can pay like maybe $20 to stay in a camp, including breakfast, maybe. And you can take a 4x4 trip inside the desert. You go to different places. You can do some climbing. You can do some hiking. It's an amazing place. And they filmed so many films there, like The Martian.
Oh, they filmed, it was filmed
Star
there.
Wars. Yeah, Star Wars, the last one. They filmed it there. Because it looks like Mars.
It does indeed. Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, when I went to Dubai, I spent a day in the desert with dune bashing and sandboarding, but I didn't spend the night there.
No, this is different. This is a different kind of desert. That's the thing, yeah. I've been to so many deserts.
Yeah.
But none of them hit as beautifully as Wadi Rum.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's a real desert. Like you venture like a half an hour inside the desert with no town or any like civilization near you. Like you go just in the middle of the desert and you stay there. But I know, like, I've been to India, I've been to Dubai, I've been to Oman, I've been to so many countries with deserts. Sometimes you do venture inside the desert with the 4x4.
Yeah.
But usually, if you want to stay like in a camp, usually you stay near a town or something. But this is no, you stay in an actual camp inside, just in the middle of the desert.
I see.
So,
all right.
And they filmed Aladdin there.
Oh, so many movies filmed there. All right, that's lovely. Well, thanks so much for that. What next? Do you have something else, another thing to share that we can visit?
Yeah, from there, you take your car and you drive to Aqaba, which is our beach city. Like we have the sea there. We have just a bit of sea in Jordan. We don't have much, but we have nice beaches. The water is warm. You have one of the most beautiful corals in the world. If you like scuba diving, you can dive inside an airplane and inside a tank, like a military tank. You can dive within a ship.
Well, how these machines ended up at the bottom of the sea?
They just throw them there.
What?
For divers. Because our king, he loves diving.
Okay, so they throw it just for the diving experience.
Yeah. So the corals start emerging from these places.
So the king goes and dives in those places.
Yeah.
So what they close, because I suppose this is a quite touristy thing. So they will close it for tourists every once in a while, and the king will go and enjoy his time there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. But the companies know, like they don't inform them well in advance. But yeah, your tour can be delayed a bit until the king finishes his dive.
That is so interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well done. Well done. Well done for that.
Well, it's a beautiful city. It's it's one of those cities like you go, it's super small. It's a bit green. We have the streets there are, you have so many palm trees that are planted in the streets. I like the green part of it. Then you go within the sea and that how you see like the city, there's mountains behind it. So you swim inside the sea or you take a trip with the boat and you see the city and you see the mountains behind it and it's beautiful.
That again reminds me of Abu Dhabi, how they built cities out of nowhere. You know, back in the 60s, it was a desert, like nothing there, which is not that long ago, you know, just 50 years or so. And it's
I'm not sure where the history of Aqaba goes to, but yeah, it's not quite old, but maybe it's I'm not sure, honestly.
All right, no problem. Well, can you tell me in that case something that is specifically Jordan? Like if I tell you about it, like, oh yeah, that's totally Jordan. Like
Petra, like people know Jordan for Petra, Dead Sea, and diving in Aqaba and the fashion of the queen.
Okay.
But you have, like, I'm going to tell you about one last place. We have many places in Jordan. Okay. Like, you can easily spend 10 days. But I will tell you about one more, which is Jarash.
Jarash.
So you said you've been to Rome. And they have the Roman Forum in Rome.
Yeah.
And it's just within the city and, like, it's a small place. But you go to Jarash and it's a full Roman city left as it is, almost.
So the city, the Roman city is, in a way, as I can see from the pictures, is on the side of the actual city. Is that right?
Yeah. So on this side, you have on one side, you have Jarash, the modern city, the normal city. On the other side, you have a full Roman city. Like you can walk there for hours and see so many places. It's just a Roman city, you know? Like you go to Rome and you have the Roman Forum. It's beautiful, but you can walk it in like 20 minutes. But here you go and you can like spend 2 hours walking among the ruins, and there's so many temples, amphitheaters, so many places you can see, and it's a real Roman experience. So this is the last place I will recommend as like a quick visit to Jordan, but we have so much more, of course.
Okay. Oh, it's close to the capital as well, Amman. Jerash Amman.
Yeah, it's like 1 hour.
Okay, well, can you briefly tell us about food and drinks? Briefly.
Oh, food and drinks. Let's see. Food and drinks. Well, our cuisine is really rich. Like, you can go to Jordan just for the food. You know, you go to Petra, you go to Wadi Rum, you go to Aqaba, that's 3 days. Then you have like a week for food, maybe.
And then you come back overweight.
Wait, I still did not find you on Clubhouse. 1 second.
So, Clubhouse. So hold on. What is your favorite dish then in that case from Jordan?
So you start the morning with hummus, falafel, full, basically.
That's your breakfast, hummus and falafel. I love hummus.
Yeah. So you start your morning with a cup of tea, with a plate of hummus, plate of falafel, a plate of ful. Ful is, it's like beans that are crushed and made into paste, like a paste, like hummus, but made of beans. It's so good with olive oil and maybe some, that's the Jordanian breakfast. Maybe you'll have some labaneh, you'll have some fruit, vegetables like tomatoes sliced and olives. You know, it's the perfect breakfast for me. Like I don't think any country can compete outside of the like Middle East, because like Lebanon has a similar one, Syria has a similar one, Palestine has a similar one, but outside of these countries, the Levant countries, I don't think you can compete with this breakfast.
I see as well halloumi. I love halloumi.
Halloumi.
I think I'm
going to
enjoy
part of it.
I think I'm going to enjoy this breakfast. All right. How do you call?
Oh, I feel I want to go back to Jordan.
So hold on. How do you call?
Come on, man.
If you're in UK, you know, you go for English breakfast. You know, that's how we call it. You know, here, what do you call this? Jordan breakfast? Or just breakfast?
We call it breakfast.
Okay, perfect. So
you go to a falafel shop.
Yeah,
you just go to a falafel shop and like they have it everywhere. You just ask for like, where can I have hummus? You know.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Okay. I understand that. So what else then during the day? Can you give me one more dish?
Then you can have manaqish.
My what?
Manaqish is like we can say like a Jordanian or like Levant country's pizza. It's a kind of pastry. It's like dough and then you can have many different things on it. But the most traditional thing is we have za'atar, which is thyme mixed with sesame. Yeah, this one. With olive oil. This is called za'atar. Or you can have it with cheese. So these are the most traditional ones. But some people like also eggs. You can have eggs on it.
Oh, the in Turkey, they have this, how you call it? Kamachun?
Lahmacun.
Yeah, is it similar?
That's with, lahmacun is with meat. But no, the dough, the way of making it is different.
Okay, would you say this is better?
This is made in... It's hard to say because okay. Lahmacun is different. Like, because lahmacun, you can make a sandwich out of it. Like you put the vegetables on it, then you add some cheese and so on, then you make a sandwich out of it and you eat it. But this, like the dough itself with the za'atar is something super like Palestinian, especially.
Yeah.
Like za'atar, Palestinian, Jordanian.
Yeah.
It's a special taste.
I see. Okay. Okay. Well, why don't you tell me one drink that I must try while I'm in Jordan?
One drink.
Except tea. I know I have to try tea there.
Yeah, tea, definitely. But what's our traditional drink? Like, you can have Arab coffee, which is made of coffee with cardamom.
With cardamom?
Cardamom.
Really? Ooh,
it's the best mix ever.
Is it?
That is coffee with cardamom, man, it's amazing. But like, we're not famous for our drinks, to be honest. Like,
you're
you
famous
have tea.
For tea and coffee mainly.
Yeah, tea, just normal tea and coffee, Arab coffee, or we drink like the Turkish coffee, basically. We do make our own blend of it, but. It's Turkish. I wouldn't say it's Jordanian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the main thing. But like the foods I just told you about, these are for breakfast. But for lunch and dinner, we have so many kinds, international foods.
Yeah.
But for the Jordanian foods, if you want to go to like a Jordanian restaurant where you have the traditional food, the most famous food is called mansaf. And mansaf is a word that means like a big fight, because usually the way you eat mansaf, it's rice with a special kind of bread under it, which is very thin.
Yeah.
And you have this sauce called jamid. It's a yogurt sauce, but it's only like the only place you can find this kind of white yogurt sauce is in Jordan. Because it's special, it's made in a way that's not in any other country. You have to get the milk and you make, you dry it. Then you leave it in the sun to be fermented for a while, something like this. Then you make bowls out of it, like rocks. And then they sell these rocks of yogurt. And to make the jamid, you have to put these rocks inside, like you have to cook it in the meat water. What do you call it? Meat broth.
Okay.
And you cook it in the meat broth, and then you have the jamid. So we add the jamid on the rice, which is made sheep meat.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
Sheep.
Sheep meat.
Yeah.
Sheep. Yeah. Lamb. No. I'm not sure. Okay. But you eat it with your hand, this kind of food.
Yeah, I was just
super
going to say
traditional,
that.
And usually you have like 5, 6, 7 people around a big plate of mansaf, and each of them is eating with their hands and wait, like they have to keep eating until they get to the middle of the plate. And usually they have like, if you are eating with people who are like good, like eaters.
Yeah. That sounds like a competition.
Yeah. You would tell them like, let's meet in the middle. And they all, And they all start eating and they have to finish the plate and they meet in the middle of this plate. And usually the traditional way of serving it, you have the sheep head on the middle of the
plate. The winner gets the head?
No, it's just the traditional way of serving it. And we eat the head. Like you eat the brain. Some people eat the eyeballs, the tongue.
I see.
But it's so good.
This is a sharing plate, basically. You need to share this.
Usually. But you can get your own plate if you go to a restaurant or something.
I see.
Is how it looks.
Can get quite messy.
Yeah.
All right.
And you keep adding the sauce.
Okay. Yeah, because the sauce won't go through the whole of it at the beginning. You know, it's going to go just...
Yeah, yeah. And you want it to be hot. You don't want it to get cold. So you add a bit of sauce, you eat, then you add more than you do. So it stays hot.
The special sauce. Okay. And then lastly, can you tell me something about the people? How are the people in Jordan in general?
That's a question I can take from so many angles.
Well,
I'm going to talk about how are people with tourists.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way of taking it now. If you go to Jordan, you will have, I'm not going to say we're the most hospitable people in the world, because I was just in Oman and I don't think anyone can beat people of Oman, but people of Jordan to tourists, they're so nice with tourists. They're so hospitable. If you go out with a Jordanian, you will never be able to pay anything, because they will not let you. You're going to hear one sentence being replayed again and again, which is like, welcome to Jordan. everyone, where are you from? And you ask like, oh, I'm from Bulgaria. Oh, welcome to Jordan, my friend. You know?
That sounds very friendly, but are you talking like people, like shopkeepers or everyone?
No, everyone.
Oh, wow.
Like it can be shopkeepers, but it's everyone. And to be honest, like, for example, you go to Egypt, and it can get nasty in Egypt with people are nice. But when you go, for example, to the pyramids, they harass you to buy their stuff.
Right, like they pull you all the time, come in my shop.
Yeah, it's kind of harassment. And there are so many videos on YouTube made about this. I was in Egypt. I did not make a video about this because it's not nice to share the bad stuff. But there are so many videos about harassment, basically. People coming and they harass you to buy stuff from them. And they give you a gift. They tell you, oh, no, I will give you this as a gift. Then they get so offended if you don't pay them. But you go to Jordan and it's not like that at all. Like you can easily tell someone, oh, sorry, I don't want this. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Where are you from? Oh, nice. Welcome to Jordan, you know?
Okay.
So people are super nice. And you have a friend from Jordan. That's the thing you need. You need one friend from Jordan and you will just dive in the community, because they will take you everywhere there, at least in their city. They will try to help you as much as possible. They will connect you with their connections. They're super nice. They will not let you pay.
Okay, so the best place... Hold on. Okay, so let's close it with the following. What is the best place to find a local? Is it couch surfing that you mentioned, or are there other alternatives as well?
Couch surfing is perfect.
That's the best one.
Or you can stay in a hostel and meet people there, or you can stay in an Airbnb. But I mean, couch surfing is so easy to connect with people on it.
It is. They recently, I don't know recently, because we did an episode about couch surfing, and then I opened the website after a year and a half, probably, or 2 years when I opened it last. And then I saw that now it's paid. You need to pay now.
Not in all the countries, but yeah.
Oh, is it free in Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I love it.
It's paid for countries that make more money.
I understand.
Like Jordan is a low-paying country. We don't make a lot of money. Like most people don't make a lot of money. If you're working as an employee in some company, most probably you will be getting like $600 a month, you know?
I see.
That's like the medium, the average salary.
Mm.
So okay. I think couch surfing only made it paid for countries that make much more.
I see. Okay, well, perfect. Then I think that sums it up basically. Any closing words from your side?
Welcome to Jordan.
Yeah, in a way.
I would really recommend people to go to Jordan. It's I mean, now with the pandemic, it's hard. Actually, not so hard. It's easy, but it's expensive because you need to make a test when you arrive, and it's like, it's like $40. Yeah, like it's maybe $100 more than before, because you need to make the test before you go, and you need to make the test when you arrive, and you need to make a test before you leave. So that's like $100. But it's a country that's really worth visiting. You know, it's one of those countries, if I was not from Jordan, it would be very prioritized on my list, because it's so easy to get there. You can just take a Ryanair flight from Europe, maybe, or I don't know. Like, there are so many connections to Jordan. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get there. And everyone who goes to Jordan, they really enjoy it. It's usually one of their favorite destinations. And no one goes to Jordan and ends up having a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have good food. You have good places. The people are nice. It's so easy to travel in the country, whatever budget you have. You can hitchhike. People are so nice to hitchhikers. You can couch surf. It's cheap if you want to make it cheap, and it can be expensive if you want to make it expensive. Yeah, it's a country that's worth exploring.
Excellent. That's the perfect conclusion. A country that worth exploring. Welcome to Jordan. Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much for your time. And we're going to put all your links in the description, so everyone who wants to check it out, check you out. And
muchas gracias.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're in Mexico. How would we say thank you in... What's the language in Jordan?
Arabic.
Arabic. Okay. How would we say thank you in Arabic?
Shukran.
Shukran. Well, that's a familiar word. I should remember it. Shukran. Well, shukran kasam. Did I say correctly?
Afwan. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I'm so happy. Thanks so much for joining, and I wish you a fantastic day in Mexico.
Muchas gracias. Hasta luego.
And that's a wrap for yet another travel episode. Thank you so much for listening the whole thing. If you have listened that on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. That will mean a lot to me. Also, if you have a friend, a cousin, or a teacher, or anybody else who you think will be suitable for this series, please connect us and let's make this happen. Thanks so much once again. I wish you a fantastic day.